KFM's Sunday Business Show
with Avantcard. With personalised pricing, our rates are made for you.
I love you all. This is Conal O'Moran again, still on the Sunday Business Show, but only for another 30 minutes. I could read a lot of these, but then again, I might end up in court. Hi, Conal and all the team. Absolutely shocked. Hi, Conal. Can't believe you will not be here. So sad to hear Sinead and Susan on the show for the last time. Hi, Conal, all the team. Absolutely shocked. Sunday won't be the same anymore. Thanks for everything, Conal. Total dismay. And that's only the first six ones that I see in front of me here. I am also not happy about the fact that I shan't be here. But who I do have is two new businesses. One is the latest distillery to try to get its sip. You like it? Sip
love
of the massively growing craft distilling business. With me in studio is Daryl McNally, master distiller at the Dublin Liberties Distillery. Also with me, hoping to do business with the Dublin Liberties Distillery, is Rosie Goswell, a.k.a. Dignan, founder of the Tua Irish Whiskey Glass business. Now, I said trying to do business because what Rosie does... Well, let's ask Rosie. Well, Rosie, what do you do?
We're an Irish company and we have designed and produced a glass called the Tua Glass, which is specifically a nosing and tasting glass. And we're trying.
It's a glass with only half a bottom on it. Get away.
It basically has an interesting stem. That's right.
Oh, where did you come up with that idea?
I have a partner, Chris, who is a glass designer and has worked in the glass industry for almost 30 years.
A glass designer. Now, is that in Ireland?
He has been based in Europe in various places. He currently lives in the UK, but the company is Irish and we came up with the design together. I'm an analytical chemist, so that's my background.
But of course you're an analytical chemist because there's a lot of thought put into this glass. Now, let me describe the glass. The glass is not quite the standard wine glass, but the bottom of it is, half of it is cut off so that it lies on its side, isn't that it?
Yes, it lies on its side so it acts as a natural decanter.
We will put it up onto Twitter.
Yeah. Okay, because some of the older whiskies, as Daryl knows far better than me, really improve if you let them open up and you let them breathe. So it helps to increase the surface area and let the whiskey breathe. And if you lie the glass on its side, that's what it can do.
Well, why don't you see, if you have enough whiskey, you might lie on the side yourself.
That's true. and also, if the whiskey is nice enough, you might not have the patience to allow it to breathe as well.
Daryl, let's have a chat with you. First of all, thank you very much. You've just come down from just outside of Derry.
That's correct, yeah.
You better give it a name check. You are from?
I'm from County Derry, a little place just outside Limavady called McGilligan.
Accent. I will listen to this. Just Stephen McClune is outside there and he's got the same accent. He's on sound and I can listen to that accent all day long. So you keep chatting away there.
Absolutely.
You talk to Rosie there and tell her how wonderful her glass is.
Yes. Well, Rosie and I have met several times now to discuss putting some fine whiskey into these beautiful glasses. So we actually have looked at getting them logoed up with the Dublin Liberties Distillery logo.
Because
so we're in discussions in the minute, yeah.
And
yeah.
Dublin Liberty Distiller, DLD, is the latest distiller to move into the whiskey market, the, what do you call it, artisan, is it artisan whiskey?
Artisan market? Craft, yeah. Craft, so yeah. So we're quite commercially, you know, we could do probably 700,000 LAs of double and triple litres of alcohol.
Now, hang on a second. One of the abiding rules on the Sunday Business Show, no acronym. So you now owe €20 to the swear box because LAs.
Litres of alcohol, yeah.
Thank
litres
you very
of alcohol,
much.
Pure alcohol.
That's a lot. 700,000,
yeah. So it's
where are you going to ship that?
We'll ship it all around the world. We already have markets. We ship into probably about 28 markets already.
Under what brand?
The Dubliner, the Dublin Liberties, and the Dead Rabbit Irish Whiskey. So we have three beautiful brands.
I love that, the Dead Rabbit. Who came up with that one?
Well, the Dead Rabbit, it's the story about the gangs in New York, about the Irish going out to New York during the mid-1800s. So the way I look at it, the Dead Rabbit, everybody can be part of our gang, part of our Dead Rabbit Irish Whiskey gang, and enjoy the whiskies. It was probably made famous with the film, obviously, The Gangs of New York, but we had it as a trademark.
Did you see that movie?
Yes, I did, yeah.
Do you remember that awful scene when he was tapping his glass eye with the knife? Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's still, I mean, there must be 20 or 30 years ago since I saw that. I still hate it. Oh, well, of course, you'd notice that in Daniel Day-Lewis. I was looking at his eye and the knife. Ah, no, thank you. come here to me. Uh-huh. You are going to do business. I want to hear.
Absolutely.
No, no,
absolutely.
No, no. But I want to hear it being done on air.
Oh, you want to hear it going on air? Yeah, well, we need
Darryl,
to get, we need
are
to get
you
Rosie
going to buy Rosie?
The price.
I think this is a bit like a marriage.
Yeah.
Darryl, will you take Rosie as being your lawful glass?
Yeah, well, the glass is good. The whiskey's good. We just need to get the price sorted out now. But definitely, we want to buy Irish. We want to keep it local.
Rosie, are you going to do the right price?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, so, we've been in discussions, and Darryl actually has been very helpful. So they had a launch, a very kind of fabulous launch of the Dead Rabbit in the Dead Rabbit Bar in New York. And I met Darryl and he said, here, give me that glass. And he put it in his hand luggage and he took it over to New York. And while everybody else was probably maybe towing the company line more with more standard glasses, Darryl had my glass in his hand, which was lovely, and was showing it to the world.
Is there really a full-time business in that, in the glasses?
We sincerely hope so. I mean, if you think about the number of Irish people around the world, you know, we talk about diaspora of 80 million. We talk about 30 to 40 million Irish Americans, you know, there absolutely is a market for it. And in the growth of Irish whiskey, 18 distilleries now, 16 in the planning.
But why would they buy that glass? It looks like the kind of thing that... Is it patented and all?
Yes, we've applied for patent. It's patent pending. Okay. Yeah, and we've registered
the
trademark.
You know your woman on the Dragon's Den, Deborah Meaden? Yeah. She'd give it to you. Patent pending means nothing.
This is true, you know, and if somebody in some foreign off land decides to copy something you do, you have
you
to live with that
mental,
and deal with it.
Yeah,
and you have to live with it and deal with it. And you take, as you say, you have to pivot if that happens, you know. But no, there absolutely is a market for it. We've seen that. We've seen that whiskey drinkers love the glass. It's an improvement on the current glass where that's there. There isn't a current Irish glass that identifies the category. And that's a very big thing for us as a company. When we set about designing and creating a glass, it wasn't for a single brand, it was for the category of Irish whiskey. And you know, there is a big push in Ireland, on the island of Ireland, to create, you know, we've created this GI for whiskey, which is all Ireland, and we're trying to work with the Irish whiskey family to say, right, let's have an Irish glass that identifies your category.
Yeah.
You know, and so that when people see the other glass, they think Scotch, our competitor, and when they see our glass, they think Irish.
When you say Scotch, I think of the little stubby jubby.
That's the Glencairn. That's our competitor. Yeah, shouldn't really give you a shout out.
No,
shout
out. But I now get it.
Yeah, so we're
you
a larger
a little,
glass.
Did you hear the penny drop?
Yeah,
that was just a penny dropping in my head. Now I get it. So therefore, if I go into the Dead Rabbit or whatever, and I say I want an Irish whiskey,
you want it in this glass.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. And that's what
I
we're trying to
create.
It's
just like a martini glass, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, I know
you know? Or like if you get a bourbon, you get it in a rocks glass, which is a tumbler, you know, with ice in it and stuff like that. So we want those to be sort of silos almost. That if you see that small Scottish glass, you think Scotch. If you see our glass, you think Irish whiskey.
Now you're
and
gonna
premium Irish whiskey.
We're almost out of time. For the last time, you better give it a shout out. For
absolutely, absolutely. So we're building a distillery in Dublin 8. So we're making bringing back the tradition of making whiskey in the Dublin Liberties in Dublin 8. We have a beautiful distillery which we hope to open 1st of November. We had the stills went in a couple of weeks ago. So really, really exciting times for you know, a quality, innovative distillery built in the heart of the Liberties in the city centre of Dublin. Bringing great jobs, helping with the regeneration of the Liberties area, and what better with the brands that we have, the Dubliner, Dublin Liberties, and the Dead Rabbit. So
got them
please
all there,
come along and enjoy our visitor centre, and more importantly, enjoy our whiskies.
That is Darryl McNally, who is a master distiller by day, but he's obviously a super salesman by night, or the opposite. And Rosie, you have 10 seconds to tell me why anybody should buy the glass. I mean, you've already explained it, but tell me again.
It functions by capturing the aromas and flavors of premium whiskey. It's a beautiful unleaded crystal glass.
Unleaded means I can put it into the dishwasher.
Absolutely, you can. That's right. It's durable. It's suitable for on trade. It's suitable for distilleries, for visitor centres, for resale, for tourism.
You know,
tourism.
That was the end of Waterford Glass, was the dishwasher.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Destroyed it. There you go.
The only thing's missing is some Dubliner Irish whiskey.
Yeah, thanks very much. Somebody forgot to bring the Dubliner in with them. This was going to be a very short interview.
Don't worry, we will get you a bottle of Dubliner.
No, to send it to Ruth. Ruth is an animal for the whiskey, I believe. Anyway, thank you so much for that. I have to get on to our next item now. We're going to go for a quick ad break, but may I say thank you very much to Darryl McNally and Rosie Goswell, aka
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very kind of you.
Okay, let's go ads.
Today FM's Sunday Business Show.
With Avantcard. With personalised pricing. Our rates are made for you.